In the first reading today, we hear the very beginning of the letter of St. James, and one has to wonder what the people to whom he was writing were going through, because after saying his greeting, the very first thing that he said is, "Consider it all joy when you encounter various trials." Obviously, these people were going through something. And notice that St. James doesn't say, "God hates you. God is angry at you. You must have done something that really offended God if you're going to be going through these kinds of trials." No, he said instead that this is testing your faith, and it brings about perseverance. You see, the saints recognize that suffering is something positive. And so I guess if we even just put it that way, we can ask ourselves, how close to being a saint am I? Because most of us probably don't rejoice, which is exactly what we're told to do when suffering and trials come. We do everything in our power to get around it. You have to marvel at the same time at God's imagination. I mean, he is infinite after all. So every single thing that we come up with to try and get around suffering just comes up with something new. We're not going to get around it, because the only way that we're going to become saints is to have to suffer. Now, it's not the matter that simply suffering for the sake of suffering is what this is all about. It's not. The suffering brings about purification. And the purification brings about virtue. And it's virtue that makes us saints. We aren't going to have any virtue without it being tested, without it being purified. So if you want to become a saint by sitting in front of the TV, it isn't going to happen. We're going to become saints by being put into various trials and having to persevere through them. And it's interesting that the very next thing that St. James talks about is wisdom. Now, he's talking not about just ordinary human wisdom. He's talking about divine wisdom, or as he will put it, the wisdom from above. Understand that wisdom is not the same as knowledge. Wisdom comes from experience. And so, again, we put this into perspective and we recognize that what St. James is doing is telling us that it is through the experience of the suffering and seeing the good that God brings about through it that we gain wisdom. So again, he talks about the fact that, okay, if we're going to ask, if we're lacking wisdom, just ask, and God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, will give it, and indeed he will. We just want it infused. Just give me the wisdom. Just put it right in here. Well, guess what? Wisdom isn't even an intellectual virtue. It's not a matter of getting it into your head, because it's not about the head. Wisdom is a virtue of the will. So it's not just going to be infused. It is going to be brought about through experience. And so if you're going to pray for wisdom, yes, God is going to give you new insights and so on, but he's also going to give you trials. Because the first part of wisdom that we have to understand is where our own strengths and weaknesses are. To be able to recognize what God is doing in the midst of the trials, so that we can cooperate. Again, all you have to do is just, well, some of us don't even have to look within. All we have to do is listen to and watch what comes out. We're put into various trials, and oh my heavens, the filth that comes out of our mouths, the flailing, the hand-wringing, all the stuff that goes on, it's like, gee, what do you think God is working on? Yeah, maybe some patience, and maybe some perseverance, and maybe some meekness, and maybe some charity, maybe trust, maybe, you know, look at all the list that goes on and on and on with what he's bringing about through the various situations that we find ourselves in. And it's only by going through these things that any of those virtues come about. We think, in our humanness, that if I have this problem, God simply ought to infuse the opposite virtue. Instead, for instance, if fear or worry or anxiety is what you struggle with, guess what he's going to do? Put you in situations that are going to cause fear and worry and anxiety, and say, now, learn how to trust. You're not going to learn how to trust if he just simply takes it all away. You haven't grown one iota in any virtue. It's just simply that you're not being tested now. So if you want to grow in patience, he's going to give you lots of opportunities. If you need to grow in charity, he's going to put people in front of you that you need to be charitable to. If you need to grow in humility, he's going to humiliate you over and over and over again. Whatever it is that you need, and if you're like me, the list just goes on and on and on. Yeah, there's lots of stuff that's going to happen. Because the need is pretty great. So that's why St. James is telling us that we should count it pure joy. So, let's watch what comes out of our mouths and what kind of physical reactions we have. Wouldn't it be wonderful if next time there was a trial, we said, praise the Lord! Imagine if that's what came out of our mouths. Imagine if our bodies were saying, yes, this is great. God's given me an opportunity to practice some virtue. This is good. That's what I'm talking about. Watch what comes out of your mouth and watch what your body's doing. Are we turning to prayer? Are we asking God for help? Are we praising him? Or does it look and sound very different from that? Once again, if it's the latter, now you understand why it's happening. So don't look at it in the negative way, which again, sadly, we have been influenced horribly by the lies that these non-Catholics have been pushing. Oh, Jesus did it all for you. God doesn't want you to suffer. No, Jesus did it all. If you're suffering, it's because you must have really offended God. That's not what it says here. It's not what St. Peter says. It's not what St. Paul says. It's not anywhere in the Bible. Nor is it anywhere in the Bible that says Jesus did it all and he doesn't want you to suffer. It says exactly the opposite of that. So let's reject the lies and embrace the truth. The truth is that if we're given a trial, it's because God loves us. And he loves us so much that he wants us to grow in virtue. And he wants us to grow in virtue because he wants us to be saints. And if God is calling us to be saints, there is cause for rejoicing. So, let's put that into practice. Got 2 days before Lent starts. So, forget the M&Ms, and let's work on saying, praise God in the midst of suffering. What a blessing. God wants me to be a saint.